are joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Rich Kroski. Good morning, Coach Kroski.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. You guys had quite a battle on Friday night. New Hampshire come up short 13-10 at the end. Give me your impressions on that game.
Well, it was a good college football game. As you mentioned, Friday night, turned out to be a good decision. You know, I give, credit to administrators and the conference office. If anybody saw anything like it was down here with the hurricane on Saturday, it turned out, and I think it was the safest thing, and New Hampshire got back safe, and, so moving the game to Friday night certainly helped, and the weather was really not bad at all. I don't think the weather played a factor in the outcome. I think, the teams kind of played, similar to how they'd been playing. So it was a hard-fought game, very competitive. We know the history of UNH, and I think at the end of the day, like most close games, it came down to, one team making a play or two more than the other, and, I think at the end of the day, UNH made a few more plays than we made.
How proud of you of your team's effort in the game? I know you're disappointed in the week before against Villanova. How did you think your team performed effort-wise?
Yeah, it was the first thing, when we came in the locker room, and a lot of times you get in those locker room scenarios and you haven't watched the tape, but that was the first thing I said to him. I was proud of the preparation that we put in leading up to the game. I thought we handled the moving of the time of the game well. I thought we had good focus. The UNH opened the game with a very good drive, and then, we were able to kind of settle in, and we played with good effort, throughout the night. So I'm proud of the guys. Not surprised, because we got a lot of good kids on this team that are working their tails off, but I was proud of our effort for sure.
As a coach, I talked to Sean about this a little bit. How big of a deal when you find out midweek that you're switching from Saturday to Friday? How much does that change your preparation at all, and how do you feel like your kid adjusted to that?
As I just mentioned, I think we handled the change pretty well. Like I said, I'd been in contact with Dave Blank, our athletic director, really from early on Tuesday, and it sounded like there were a lot of scenarios floating out, and I think, again, credit to him and the communication. And then by about, I guess it was while we were practicing on Tuesday, I think we officially said we're going to move it to 7 o'clock on Friday. So I think we had enough foresight, foresight to say, okay, here's the adjustments we'll make Wednesday, Thursday, Friday leading up. It probably changed Thursday the most from what a typical Thursday might be. But like I said, I don't think the change. Obviously, UNH had the travel part of it. Maybe it was a slight advantage from our standpoint. But overall, I thought our kids handled it well and our staff handled it well.
We're here with Elon head coach Rich Kroski. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get it, Angela.
You have a question from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. You're at the bye week right now, going into the second half of the season. What do you like about your team, and what do you dislike about your team?
Well, I like them. I'll start there. The things we need to be more consistent, and everybody says that on game day. We need to be more consistent, though, in our preparation. There's no question we've had some really, really good weeks of preparation, but then we've had some others that haven't been so good. So I think the importance that our guys understand, particularly in a conference as difficult as CAA, we need to prepare properly. And then on both sides of the ball, we talked about this in our team meeting yesterday, both our rush defense and rush offense, those are probably going to be, our biggest focuses. And from a total fundamental standpoint, technique standpoint, gap control on defense, run support on defense, making sure that we're putting our kids in the best scenarios from a run standpoint as we, I think bye weeks, particularly this time of year, and we had a similar one last year. It was a week later last year. I think they're a chance to kind of re-energize. Hopefully you get some guys that have been out. We've had our fair share of injuries, so hopefully we get some guys back here for Richmond. But then I think it's about narrowing your focus on specific things. I think sometimes as coaches we You know, you're trying to fix everything, and at the end of the day, you end up fixing nothing. So I think narrowing our focus in what we need to address and then having a good plan to address it will be what we'll spend this bye week doing.
And with Richmond coming up next week at home, that's a big home game for you guys. And Richmond's 5-1, and they're going to play a tough game this week. So I guess you'll be watching that Richmond game and finding stuff to hopefully help you pull out a win.
Yeah, we'll do our preparation, and then we'll add this most previous game to the cut-ups. And certainly, yeah, another great challenge with, you know, Richmond, who we know is going to be a great program. And, you know, it's a little ways away, but we'll do some preparation this week as well.
Well, I hope you have a nice bye week and relax, and hopefully you get ready for the second half.
Okay, thank you.
Rich, talk a little bit about the effort that your team put in defensively. New Hampshire obviously has a lot of weapons on offense with Crossan and in the running game, and then Knight to the passing game. But to hold them to 13 points, talk about the performance of your defense.
Well, as I said, I think the thing I was most proud of, because you know, similarly in the week prior against Villanova, Villanova came out and scored early, and you know, we struggled a little bit on offense, but it had a different vibe. You know, UNH put together a really good drive to start the game, and then we kind of settled in pretty well, and we took away some things. And like I said, I think at the end of the day, they still did a good job of moving the ball, but we made some big stops on our side of the field. I think a critical play, and it's Khalil Moore is really playing well as a true freshman. He had another interception on a really, really great catch under, you know, pretty tough circumstances. And then they were faced with a third and goal from the 4. They ran an option play kind of into the boundary where Khalil plays. And, you know, he comes up with a big tackle to make it fourth down. And then, you know, UNH attempts a fake field goal. As we know, they'll do a lot with their field goal team. And lo and behold, Khalil Moore is the guy that shows up and he stops that play. So I think that play, the faked field goal attempt, us stopping it really added to some of the momentum. Field position played a big role. We had 5 drives in the first half, 4 of which started from our 11 or tighter. 2 were on the 1-yard line. Kudos to their backup punter, Sanborn, I believe is his name. He put a couple inside the 5. Kudos to the field position was definitely in their advantage for the first half.
Switching over to the offensive side, Daniel Thompson throws for 176 yards in the rain and nearly had the game-winning throw at the end, has a pat knocked away in the end zone. Talk about his performance on Friday night.
Solid. I think Daniel continues to progress. I think he'll keep learning from it. There's some plays again, I say it every week, but I think every week it's less and less. I thought he made his best plays this past week were amongst his best. But there's still some throws that, you know, he needs to make, and certainly the last one's not one. I thought he made it a 50-50 ball to Cole Taylor. It was 2 true freshmen in the CAA, and, their kid 46 ended up, getting the better half of it. I think there were a couple plays, though, previous where he had an opportunity to maybe hit in that 2-minute drive that, may have put us in at least field goal range, that may have tied it. But his composure was good all night and, hit a big fourth down completion in that 2-minute drive. So he keeps progressing and, is a better player now than he was, earlier in the season.
All right, Rich, thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
Thanks.